Hello and welcome to another episode of the Side by Side ATC podcast. I'm your host, Tom Haynes, and first I want to say Happy New Year. This will be coming out January 6th, so it's my first podcast of the new year, and so I hope everybody had a wonderful Christmas, and looking forward to a wonderful new year. And so I took a trip with my family to visit my wife's family and some friends, and got back a few days ago, and was driving to work. And if you've heard my other podcast, you know I have started listening to podcasts, leadership podcasts and things like that. And so I was listening this morning to a John Maxwell podcast. John Maxwell is a very esteemed author and leadership guru, if you will. And the subject of his lesson in the podcast just kind of struck me. And so I felt like maybe it would be appropriate to kind of go over some of the things that he said. And I've done this before, and well, let's go after it and see how it goes. But John Maxwell wrote a book around 2009, so it's been out for a while, called Put Your Dream to the Test. And in it, he has 10 questions that he wants you to ask yourself about this dream that you have. And it may pertain to business, it may pertain to other things. And for you, ladies and gentlemen, who are either at the Academy in Oklahoma City, at a college, wanting to become a controller, maybe you're in the military, already a controller, and looking to pursue the dream of being an air traffic controller in the FAA. So these are 10 questions that maybe if you ask yourself, maybe it'll give you some insight into just how much you want to pursue this dream. And so we're going to jump right into it. Question number one is what John Maxwell calls the ownership question. And it is my dream really my dream? In my time at the academy as an instructor, there were many, many times when I talked with students, worked with students whose parents were controllers, who some other family member was a controller, a brother, sister, but sometimes you could tell that it wasn't really their dream. It was someone else's dream. And the thing about this job, being an air traffic controller, is it's difficult enough when it's your dream and when it's something that you truly aspire to and want to accomplish. It's difficult enough like that. But to try to accomplish, especially if you're at the academy, to try to accomplish getting through the academy on someone else's dream is very difficult. And just a real brief story. The one student that I had who resigned about halfway through non-radar, not even the radar section, but in non-radar. He was doing it for his parents and for his family. He wasn't doing it for him. And when he hit a rocky patch in non-radar and it started to become really difficult, he decided it wasn't for him. And I will admit it was probably the correct decision, but he was probably doing it initially for the wrong reasons. So is this dream of air traffic control your dream? And if it is, then let's keep going. Question number two is a clarity question. Do I clearly see my dream? And for those of you who were at the academy, those of you who were maybe in the CTI school or advanced ATC or even in the military, already doing ATC, I think that you do see what your dream is. You may not know all the details of just what that dream entails, but you do see the dream ahead of you, and you have that dream ahead of you. And so, number one, is it your dream? Number two, can you see the dream? Number three is the reality question. And it goes like this: am I depending on factors within my control to achieve my dream? In other words, is it something that you can actually achieve? And here again, for those of you who are at the academy, those of you who are in school, those of you who are in training, or those of you who are already air traffic controllers, I think that very obviously, yes, you control a lot of the factors that will determine whether you reach this dream of yours. It may not seem like it at certain times, but I would say that yes, you definitely do control most of the factors needed to achieve this dream that you've decided on. So we'll call that a yes for most of you. And go on to the next one. Number four is what he calls the passion question. Does my dream compel me to follow it? In other words, do I wake up with this dream constantly in my thoughts? Do I wake up with these thinking about it? Do I go to sleep thinking about it? I will tell you, for those of you at the academy, I know quite a few students who don't sleep very much during the academy. They're always thinking about reaching the goal of passing the academy. And so that's not really what I'm talking about. Is it a passion? Are you passionate about it? Does it fuel you? Do you constantly feel the need to do this air traffic controller business? I must admit, when I first started the academy, no, it didn't. And I've told this story before. When I got my first graded problem and bombed it, all of a sudden, this passion did awaken in me. And I started to feel that passion. And it started to drive me, just like it can drive you, to accomplish things that at this point you may feel are unattainable. But I will tell you, if you have passion for something, you can attain it. Okay? So keep that passion going. Keep that passion alive. And don't let anybody kill that passion. Okay, so that's number four. Number five, he calls the pathway question. interesting way to call it, but the question is, do I have a strategy to reach my dream? And his description of it was interesting. He's like, you can't float your way to your dream. You have to walk your way to the dream. You have to take steps. Sometimes they're baby steps. Sometimes they're much larger steps. But you can't just float your way to achieving your dream. And so having a strategy is one of the best things I could ever, ever tell someone to do in preparation for the academy. If you have a strategy, if you have a practice schedule, if you have the ability to plan out and stay in the moment all the way through the academy. And I don't mean try to get way ahead of what the FAA is teaching you. Because really, the FAA only requires you to learn and understand what they taught you today and apply it tomorrow. And if you try to get days or even weeks ahead of the process, then you may miss some of the details that your instructors are telling you and that the FAA is telling you each and every day. So stay in the moment. Have a strategy where you will take each day as it comes. Learn what they have for you that day. Apply it the next day. Look forward to what's coming up the next day. That is how you can stay ahead, is look forward to just the next day. Not the next week. The next day. Okay? And have that be your strategy for getting through this crazy thing that the FAA calls the academy. And if you have a strategy, your chances of survival, your chances of passing, go up immensely. You combine that strategy with it being your dream and passion, and you can accomplish some amazing things, and you will change in ways that you never thought were possible. Okay, so let's keep going. Number six is what John Maxwell calls the people question. And it goes like this. Have I included the people I need to realize my dream? Now, if you're at the academy, if you're in school, then quite obviously, I mean, that's your professors, that's your instructors, that's your classmates. The people that you're going to study with, the people that you're going to learn with, the people that you're going to learn from and who are going to learn from you. Those are the people that you need to be there with you as you go about achieving this dream. Okay, so there are other people that are included. I mean, if you're starting a business, there are other people to include. But right now, we're concentrating on the academy. We're concentrating on learning how to be an air traffic controller. And believe it or not, that includes your classmates, not just the instructors, not just your lead or a lead or the instructors in the lab. That is going to be each and every one of your classmates, because I guarantee you, you will learn something from each and every one of them. And they will learn something from watching you. And so you need them. And you need to include them. Include each other. The classes that I have seen with the highest percentage of students passing were the ones that were so close and went through everything together. And as an instructor, it was one of the most amazing things to watch. And I have seen students pull their classmates through and get them to pass. And I have seen them just be torn apart when one of their classmates did not pass. And so that's what you need. You need those people around you. You need the instructors that you have. You need the professors at college that you have. They're there for a reason, and they're there to help you get this dream achieved and to make it where you can achieve it. Okay, now, number 7 is what John Maxwell calls the cost question. This is really one of those questions that's at the heart of all of this. Am I willing to pay the price for my dream? And you all know, we're not talking money. We're talking time. We're talking effort. We're talking sacrificing your normal and what your normal was before you started chasing this dream. And sometimes it's not easy to give up things in order to achieve your dreams, but at the academy it's 3 months if you're en route, a little bit shorter time if you're terminal. And I'm not saying that you need to leave your family at home, because sometimes your family are included in the people that you need to be there with you to realize this dream. And that's an individual question that only you can answer. But sacrificing, you know, for me, it's watching sports. It's paying attention to sports. I mean, my wife will tell you that she did not realize when we were dating how into sports I was. She probably should have, because I was still playing soccer in college when we met and when we were dating. And I was coaching before I got into the FAA. But there are things that you're going to have to give up. And sometimes it does mean being apart from your family while you work on this dream. And sometimes it means having them with you. But just realize, ask yourself, am I willing to pay the price for my dream? It's a great question. And only you can answer it. No one else can answer it for you. But let's go on. Number 8. He calls the tenacity question. And this is a great question for the academy especially, because it's so time condensed. Question is, am I moving closer to my dream? And at the academy, this is one of those day-to-day things to ask yourself, and maybe do it at the end of the day after class, after having studied, after having practiced. Am I moving closer to my dream? And this isn't a constant, you know, always upward trajectory. There are going to be twists and turns. There are going to be days when you feel like, no, I'm not moving closer to my dream. But just understand, those days are supposed to happen. The FAA, in their, I can't believe I'm going to say this, wisdom, have designed a program where you're going to have bad days. And those days are there to keep you studying, to keep you passionate and to keep you from becoming overconfident. So that question is, am I moving closer to my dream? Ask yourself every day. And hopefully you're saying yes every day. The FA doesn't expect you to be perfect, but they do want you to learn from your mistakes and not make the same one the next day. So that's your goal. Number 9, another great question. He calls it the fulfillment question. And this one is probably not going to be an easy one to answer. But here we go. Does working toward your dream bring you satisfaction? Does trying to become an air traffic controller bring you satisfaction? Even in those days where you're not doing as well as you want to be, are you still getting satisfaction from the process? Because the academy is quite the process. Going through everything they give you in 12 short weeks is not easy. And you can only keep doing it if it is bringing you some satisfaction. So, that's, again, all these questions are just ones that you have to answer. And you don't have to be 100% on every single one of them. No one is going to be. I looked through this for what I'm doing. And there were a couple of questions or I couldn't answer. Affirmative. I couldn't answer yes. So it happens. And you just keep going. And you try and work on those areas. And you try and get even better at the areas that you feel strongest at. And so that brings us to the last question. And John Maxwell calls it the significance question. Does your dream benefit others? And when it comes to this air traffic controller dream that we all have, sometimes it can be pretty easy to go, yes, it will benefit others. It will benefit my family, my spouse, my kids, me. It will benefit the flying public if I become incredibly good at it. And there may be instances where you are even put in a situation where you save someone and they acknowledge it. And so that one is maybe more easily answered than some of the other questions, but it's a great last question. Does your dream benefit others? And I have seen former students who are CPCs at centers, and I see their posts on social media about some of the ways they volunteer, the ways they're able to help people in their community, and that is what it's all about. It's about providing for our families, and it's about being someone in the community that people respect, that people look up to. That is how your dream can benefit others. And so that's the end of the 10 questions. And the name of his book is Put Your Dream to the Test. And I'm purchasing it very soon. But there were also some quotes from it that I wanted to give you. And he has a definition of what a dream is. A dream is an inspiring picture of the future that energizes your mind, your will, and your emotions, empowering you to do everything you can to achieve it. What a great definition. And what a great definition of what you young men and women who are at the academy, who are in college, who are striving to become air traffic controllers, what a great definition for what you are going through and what you are trying to do. And then another comment that he had is, your dream has to be bigger than you are. And he actually quoted someone else who said, dreams come a size too big so we can grow into them. And I've known students, there were students when I was going through the academy who were ex-military, who did very, very well and knew they were going to do very, very well. And you would be able to pick them out very easily because they were the cocky ones. They were so assured that they didn't have to even try to pass the academy. But is it really a dream for them? I don't know, because a dream has to be bigger than you are. And if you're already big enough to fit the air traffic controller dream, then you need to have another dream that's bigger than that. We all need a dream that is bigger than us to keep us going, to keep us growing, and to keep us moving forward. And that is so important. And it's going to be so important while you're at the academy to keep you going, to keep you moving forward, because the academy is going to kick you in the head. Some of those scenarios in radar and non-radar, they're just going to beat you up. I described it to one student as when you walk into the radar lab and you sit down, you cannot let that scenario knock you down. Because if you do, it's not just going to knock you down, it's going to stand over the top of you. And it's going to make sure that you don't get up, and it's going to keep kicking you in the face. And so what you have to do, the attitude you have to have when you go into the lab, whether it's the radar lab, non-radar lab, is you have to grab that problem, that scenario, by the scruff of the neck. And from the minute you sit down, you have to kick it in the face. You have to keep doing that. You have to knock that problem down. You have to keep, every time you complete a task, you're hitting it again. And you're making sure that it can't jump up and try to get you. And that's what you have to do. And you can't do that, and you can't have that attitude if you already feel like you're there. You can only do that and have that attitude if you feel like you're struggling and you're having to do this in order to accomplish it. And then one other great quote, especially for those of you at the academy, that I want you to remember is, failure is the price we must pay to achieve success. Failure is the price we must pay to achieve success. The academy is not going to allow you to be perfect every time and to do the absolutely right thing every time. I don't know an instructor that can go through all those scenarios and be perfect every time. I know I probably couldn't. I might be the only one that could. But you are going to fail. And by fail, I mean you're going to miss something. Whether it's insignificant or significant, doesn't really matter. You're going to, quote unquote, fail. But it's only failure, in the true sense of the word, if it makes you give up. If you can take a failure and learn from it and grow from it and change because of it, then it wasn't a failure. It was just a step along the road. Okay? And that is what all of these things that I talk about on this podcast, that's what it all boils down to. It's just giving you information, giving you the mindset that you need to become an air traffic controller. It's not for everyone. I do believe that most people can do it, but it's not for everyone, because when you get knocked down, whether it's at the academy, whether it's at your first facility, whether it's at your 10th facility, you will get knocked down. You will get kicked in the teeth by something that happens. And if you can't understand that what you just went through is all part of the growing process and part of the process to reach your dream, then you won't be able to get back up after it happens. And you won't be able to become the air traffic controller that you could be. You may still pass. You may still have a career. You may still have 25, 30 years of a career as an air traffic controller, but you may not become the controller that you could have been. And that's what I want for each and every one of you, is to become not just the academy graduate, not just the CPC, but to become the best controller that you can be, so that you have a career that you can enjoy. You have a career that, though stressful, has a whole lot less stress in it, because you know what you can accomplish. And so I hope that you got something out of that. I want to thank you all so much again for listening to these podcasts. And again, if you have any questions, email me, TomHaines@sidebysideATC.com. January is going to be an important month. A lot of things going forward, but that we'll let you in on as we get there. And we're going to get there together. And we're going to get there, as the name suggests, side by side. And that's our goal, is to be there with you, be by your side, helping you in any way that I can. And so again, thanks. If you could follow the podcast and give me a 5-star rating, I would love it. And until next week, you guys have a great week and a great start to your year. And if you're at the academy, hang in there. Each and every day is another day that you get to learn, and you get to put into practice everything that you are learning. So hang in there and keep going and don't give up, because you can do this. I know you can. And so until next week, you guys have a great day. And again, just hang in there. And we'll talk to you next week. Bye.